Okay, we are here again. The first night of Slichos. Almost Tavshanayin Vav. Haba Aleinu Latova. And if we haven't gotten in the mood over the past month, if the shofar hasn't awoken us, that's one of the three reasons that it's supposed to be there to awaken us. The Rambam's Lashon of Uri Yesheinu Mishenaschem was supposed to wake up. So the minhag of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, is to wake up literally, to say slichas in the middle of the night, at least the first night. The slicha that we are all going to say in a couple of minutes starts off b'motzoi menucha ki damnucha tchila. On motzoi menucha, on motzi Shabbos, ki damnucha tchila. We have come at the first moment, right after chatzos. Klal Yisrael screams out to Hashem, 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 karach mechanun. And this kina sets the tone for the week of Slichos. The Slicha sets the tone for the week of Slichos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the whole period of time that we are involved in right now. And the refrain, the response that happens every single, between every stanza is, Lishmoa el harina ve'el hatfila. To listen to the rina, to the song, and to the fila, and to the prayer. Slichas are jam-packed. Most of them are harder to understand. We just rush through them. If we would learn them and study them and then say them, it would be much more meaningful. Let's at least focus on one and then expand upon it just for tonight. What is Rina and what is Tefillah? What do we want Hashem to hear? To hear the Rina and to hear the Tefillah, Lishma L'Rina V'la Tefillah. And it's such an emotional prayer paragraph if we read some of the parts. Zochalim V'roadim Miyom Bo'echa. We are shuddering, we are shaking, thinking about what's going to be in a couple of days. Chalim kimavkira, me evras masa echa. Like a woman having a baby, we're shaking. Tinufa mechena, please wipe away our dirtiness. V'yodu plaecha, so we can praise your pilei plaim, your plows, your wonders. Lishmo al arina vela tfila. We keep coming back to that. And we say at the end, Pnei no el hatzlaos, v'alach hatzlaos, look at the tzlaos. Look at the difficulties and the pains we've had. Don't look at our sins. Look at what we've been through and not what we have done. Tzadek tzoakecha mafli plos, kshov nachinunam. Listen to their screams, their cries. What exactly are we supposed to be feeling at this moment? And how does this slicha capture what we are supposed to be feeling? Why do we always start on Motzi Shabbos? B'motzoi menucha ki damnucha tchila. So the answer that is known, the Taz, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah also, in source number 1, if you have on your sheet, the Taz says, in Tavkuf Pei Aleph, quoting the Lavush, we always need 10 days before Yom Kippur in order to have Slichos. At least 10 days. Why 10? And why do we need at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? Because there was an ancient custom to fast / do tshuva for 10 days getting ready for Yom Kippur. There are 4 days in Aseres Yemei Tshuva that we cannot fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shuva, and Erev Yom Kippur, mitzvah to eat. So that's why we bump it up 4 days. But it always has to be on a Motzi Shabbos. Like this year, it's more than 4 days. We don't just do it 4 days. Why? So the simple answer is, so we always know when it's starting. It always starts on the same day, Motzi Shabbos. As the Taz says, a Kadesha Yeh Yom Misuyam Lahaschala Tiknu B'Yom Aleph B'Chol Pam. So there's a Yom Misuyam, so it's always the same day. So we're all used to that reason, but if we think about it, why? Why does it always have to be on the same day? Well, we don't do anything on the same day. Do whatever Hebrew date falls out. What Erev Pesach is always Erev Pesach. If there's some reason that we need 4 days before to add on to the 10, be mashlim at 10, or the 4 days to check from a mum, the other reason quoted, so why can't it be 4 days before? You always need four. It would be even maybe more intense. Oh, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. We always know when Slicha starts, it's 4 days before. So why Motzi Shabbos? Oh, it should always be the same day. So there's another suggestion made by the Leket Yosher. Leket Yosher is a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen. And he records a lot of his nihugim, and he also has his own ideas. Says the Leket Yosher in source number 2, Kishachar Rosh Hashanah b'yom hei noagin lamas lichos b'yom rishon shalafanav. So if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, so you start the Motzi Shabbos before. And if it's on Monday, then you start earlier, middle of line two. Omdim b'yom rishon mishum. So why do we always start Motzi Shabbos? Mishum su samach l'Shabbos, because it is Motzai Shabbos. V'noa kol ha'am lil adam lil mo b'Shabbos. What mood are we in right after a Shabbos? We spent the day of Shabbos in spirituality, in learning. V'cheinu b'yamav mishum de'ein la'adam asakim. We didn't spend the day at work. Imagine being at work a whole day, and then after having that night to go to slichas. No, at least on Shabbos, after a day of Shabbos, after a day of being home, focusing on the important things in life, that's a proper lead into slichas. The Hevi Mashuk Shabbo Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, he quotes, when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, wrote the Torah, Lachor Sak, Mishum Shekha Yisrael Bamidbar HaYipunim Mimalacha. The Torah was cried out, so to speak, to Hashem when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. When they were in the Midbar, everybody had time to learn me. Vayalom Din Torah. Everybody's going to work. When are people going to learn me? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll give you a pair. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. Shabbos has the Torah. Shabbos is a day that we are supposed to be involved in Torah. And therefore, third to last line, Lakach Tova Haschul B'Yom Aleph Ki Ha'am Smechim Machmas Mitzvah HaTorah Shehem Lomdim B'Shabbos. We're in a good mood. We're happy from Shabbos, and that's what was supposed to be in that state, going into Slichas. The Gamach was Onik Shabbos, not just the Torah, also the Onik Shabbos. As the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that he quotes, Ein Shechina Shor lo mitoch Atzlus, lo mitoch Atzvus, ele mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So we start on a Motzi Shabbos, says the Lek Yosher, because we're B'Simcha after Shabbos. Really? That's the mood we're supposed to be in going into Slichas? Simcha? We're supposed to be dancing. We're supposed to be, that's not, you know, we just read the words. Chalim kimav kira. Zo chalim v'roa dim yo bo'echa. Chalim like a woman in childbirth shaking. May evras maso'echa. Doesn't sound too simcha filled. Tzedek ne'ekah. We talk about the akedah. What does he mean? Simcha. And the answer is, yes, simcha. Because too often at this time of year, we get too hard on ourselves, too scared, and maybe we don't use the opportunity that these days represent, the unbelievable opportunity, and the simcha that we should feel. Yes, we should be in awe. Yes, it's called Yamim Noraim. But we also, along with this, have to appreciate what an unbelievable chance HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. What an unbelievable matana Rosh Hashanah is. Imagine a life without a Rosh Hashanah. Imagine a life where we just run and we go straight. And we never have time to introspect. We never have time to stop and press the reset button. That's what we do each year. And that's not just a scary thought, but it's a thought that should give us simcha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel close to Him. And if we think these are two opposite emotions, how can I be happy and into it and excited, which we do throughout these days. Sometimes we feel lowly on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. We read in Asana Tokef. We read Miva Mayim, Miva Esh. We read Piyutim. And we feel broken and we feel low and we feel scared. And yet other times we read Melech Elyon and we read Hashem Melech. And we read other piyutim and part of davening, and we're excited, and we're happy, and we like the tunes, and we get into it, and we're smiling. We're smiling. The answer is, these days require opposite emotions. Maybe even at the same time. And halacha demands opposite emotions. In other areas, Rabbeinu Yonah, we've quoted these two sources in the past. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the fifth parak in Brachas, there are two psukim that David HaMelech says. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, which we're familiar with from Mizmar Lasoda, but also Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, or Gilu b'rada. Just focus on those two words. Gilu b'rada. Be happy in awe. What does that mean? Gilu b'rada. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, source number 3, where it's underlined. She'af al pi she'etzel basar v'adam. Hayirava Simcha Hein Davar Vihipucho, regarding a human relationship. Either I am happy with somebody and I'm close to them and I run towards them and I can't wait to be with them, or I fear them and I'm scared of them and I don't want to be in their presence. When it comes to a human being, relationship between two humans, they can't coexist. Like a love-hate relationship, it's either love or hate at any moment. It's not love-hate at the same time. Shebishash adam mefachin mizulaso. When somebody is scared, who omeid near tavid doeg, he's worried, he's concerned, he's scared. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu einenu kein. Hashem is not like that though. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Adaraba. Kishah adam misbonein. Bigadluso. Viyare mipanav. At the same moment that we are awed and scared and feel like an ant. Yismach viyagil ba'osa yira. I am besimcha. In that awe. Mipresha be'emsa isa misorah l'kiyah mitzvos. V'sas v'na'ale b'kiyuma. I am so excited to be an Eved Hashem. I'm so scared, but I'm so excited. I love it, but I'm scared. And I feel these emotions. But that's the point. We have both of these emotions, and we can't quench, and we can't squash either of them. Because they're both true, and they're both deep. V'al simcha kazu timsa shamar b'pasek echad, if there was Hashem b'yira, u'b'pasek acher, if there was Hashem b'simcha. Ratzalomer says Rabbeinu Yonah, Tavdu at Hashem b'yira, uba oso hayira tismachu v'takiluba. Opposite emotions HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. And it's not just Rabbeinu Yonah. A little before Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam says this as well, in a different context. The Rambam writes in the second parak of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, where we know the Rambam is talking about the basics, the beginning of all of Mishnah Torah, beginning of Sefer Mada. Hilchos Yisod HaTorah in Perek Beis, says the Rambam, Hokel HaNichbad V'Hanora Azeh Mitzvah La'Avol Yiroso. It's the mitzvah to love him and it's the mitzvah to fear him. Two of the six mitzvahs t'midios. As the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the first Bir Halacha quotes it. The six mitzvahs that apply every second of our life. Two of them, loving Hashem and being in awe. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Says the Rambam, Rabbi Yonah was talking about Simcha and Yira. The Rambam is talking about Ahava and Yira. Similar idea, says the Rambam. How do you get to Ahava Hashem? How do you get to Yira Hashem? So the Rambam in different places writes different ideas. Here he writes as follows. Heichi aderech la'avasu v'yirasu. Bishah sheyizbonein adam b'masa v'bruav anifla'im hagdolim. At the moment, then we look around at the world. V'yira mehem chachmaso. We look around at nature. We look around at how a child is, how a child grows in utero. We look around at the whole world, weather, anything. We look around at the world and we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so infinite and so awesome. She'en lo erech v'lo keitz, miyad, immediately. Whoa, unbelievable. Hu ohev, hu meshabeach, hu mefar, hu mis'avet taiva gadola. We have a desire to like jump up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leida Hashem HaGod, I want to understand more. David HaMelech says, Sama nafshi le'lokim le'kel chai. I'm thirsty. He's thirsty. What does thirsty mean? He doesn't like say, oh, it's enough. Enough learning. Enough this, enough that. He's thirsty. David HaMelech says, Sama nafshi le'lokim le'kel chai. But at the same time, says the Rambam, not chronologically, but at the same moment, at the same time that I think that and I have a yearning and a burning desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyadu nir to l'achorav, I'm also jumping back. V'yifchad, v'yeda, shubir yiktan shvela. I am a nothing in the world of the universe. I'm a tiny little pea in the galaxies and the constellations, even on earth. Little nothing. Omedes b'dei akala me'uta. As David HaMelech also said, to heal him as every emotion that we can ever imagine. So at the same time, says the Rambam, there could be Yira and there could be Ahava. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, there could be Simcha and there could be Yira. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us throughout our lives. But maybe specifically at this time of year. We have those opposite emotions. Lishmoa el harina, v'el hatefila. Hashem, listen to our rina, listen to our song. Listen when we're on top of the world. Listen when we sing Baruch Kohen. Listen when we scream out and we're on top and we feel great and exhilarated and inspired. but also lishmoa el hatfila. Listen to the prayer. Listen to the broken one. Listen to the times when we can't even enunciate, when we're crying under our talus. Listen to the times when we realize that everything's on the line. Lishmoa el harina, the el hatfila. Rav Asher Weiss suggests maybe this is even the different types of sounds we hear on Rosh Hashanah. Source 5, hatakia, the straight sound, the strong sound, mevata simcha, like the chatzotzros. Usikatem from the word tkiya. Ba'od hatshrua he calls shel da'aga pachad v'shivron lev. The trua is the cry. The trua is the broken, groaning, wailing. And they surround each other. We have simcha and we have bechia, and then we have simcha. And they're intertwined with each other. Because those are the emotions that we have to feel at this moment in time. Maybe one could even suggest the tefillah that is so intense, we just have to say it intensely and not let it run by. We say it twice a day, Avinu Malkeinu. Each one of the Avinu Malkeinus runs so deep. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. If you look at the Mefarshim in the Otzer HaTfilos, one of the Mefarshim called the Dover Shalom in Surah 6. What do you mean Avinu Malkeinu? Sometimes he's Avinu, sometimes he's Malkeinu. When we act properly and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, then he's Avinu, then he's our Father, he loves us. And when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we deserve a little onesh, then he's Malkeinu, then he's a king who meets out judgment. That's what he suggests in the Dover Shalom. Yadua shebehechshra ma'isim nechshavim kibanim l'makom. When we act properly, ubehedra shleimus nechshavim ka'am l'melech. Like one of the Tanoim says, but maybe you could say, no. It's both at the same time. Avinu Malkeinu. He's our Father who we love and we want to jump into His arms and we feel so close. And at the same time, He's also Malkeinu. He's also the one that we are in awe of and we stand in trepidation and we know everything is up to Him. He's Avinu and he's Malkeinu. It's not one or the other, but it's both. And we say, Lishmoa el harina ve'el hatfila. It's a song and it's a cry. We need to realize the awesome potential that these days have. The Be'er HaChaim, contemporary Sfarim, writes, line 7, source 7, Amnam ladav onenu, matsui ma'od etzel anashim. It's very common amongst all of us. We're just scared. We walk around in a trance. When are these pressurized days going to leave? When am I going to get back to a normal schedule? That's such a mistake. Like we said, it's Ava, love and Simcha. Hashem comes close to us. And he quotes in the footnotes there from the Sefer Menachem Sion. Quotes by Tom Pashut. He says, many people come in front of Yom Kippur, we're happy. Why are we so happy on Yom Kippur? What are we thinking about? Are we thinking about that tomorrow? Ah, thank God, no more slichus. Right? Thank God, back to a regular schedule. Is that why we're happy? Achmanu Litzlan. We should be happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close to us. We have to get into the proper mentality. Yes, we're tired. It's difficult, it's challenging, and it's hard to have kavana always. But we have to have the proper ashkaf and realize these days are so safug, they're saturated with potential. What would take us 2 weeks to accomplish the rest of the year would take us a day to accomplish it. At this time of year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the teva of these days. The teva of these days. We have to realize the kawach. We have to realize what these days have. And he quotes there in the Be'er HaChaim, he quotes a story on the next source, the right side, Yishlasva Basha Basaprim, Alasar Nikolai. Nicholas, one of the leaders, Kiyadua Nog Betadirus, Lahachlev Simlosov, Lischapes, the big deichar, he always went in all of his lands, he dressed up like a regular person amongst society, and he wanted to know what people thought. of him, the king. And he goes, used to go around and start conversations and ask, you know, if you met the king, what would you ask for? What would you ask for? So he gets into a conversation. Gets into a conversation with them on the right side. So there was a melech ubal of Akram. Heshev arishos v'im avakish l'kabal achuzah gadola. I'd want this amount of money for him. Vasheni bikish armon gadol, a big palace. Hashlish yamar shuay mevakish schum kesef gadol, money. And the fourth one said, the king's not here. Well, I don't have to tell you anything. What's the big deal? He's not here. If he would ever be here, okay, fine. Hamelech ino nimsa kan. Imkein tasuli tova v'anichvati l'nafshi. Let me just mind my own business. Hey, London, they didn't realize that the king was there. And the next day, what happened? The king brings everything they asked for. I'll give you the armon. I'll give you the schum kesef. I'll give you the... And you? I'll give you nothing, because he asked for nothing. Ukechol ha-machza zeh mamish over aleinu b'mei rachamim v'aslichas. These are the days. These are the days. We think, okay, we're tired, slichas, can't wait. Can't wait till it's over. Can't wait till it's over. Can't wait, regular schedule. Right, it takes me, I can't go to work properly. I got to switch my schedule. It'll be after Yom Kippur. And everybody will get what they want. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, well, you didn't ask for anything. We have to realize the koach of these days. The power. Yes, the eima, but also the simcha. Not just the yira, but also the ahava. And to realize, and with this we'll close, that every single slicha and every single tefillah is heard. It's an unbelievable ha'ara made by the Ben Ish Chai in the Ben Yehoyada. Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksubis, many familiar with this Gemara, that even after Rebbe died, he came back every Friday night to his family. The Gemara says, Kuf Kimol Amad Aleph, Taner Abanim Shas Pitzi Rassel Shel Rebbe, Amar Labanei Ani Sarech. He called his sons in, he says, I have to tell you something. And one of the things he told them, he says, make sure you set a place for me at the Shabbos table, even after I die. Why? So the Gemara says that he used to come back, call Beis Shimsha Aviasi LeBeisei. How Beis Shimsha, one time he came, and then a neighbor knocked on the door, and the maidservant said, quiet, quiet, Rebbe's making Kiddush. So that was it. Once people started knowing about it, he didn't want to be Motzi Laz and all the other rabbis that didn't come back after they had died, so he stopped. But Rebbe came back. He asked the Ben Yoyada, why was he Zocha out of all the Tanaim and the Amoraim? He was the only one that came back to make Kiddush. He was the only one to be have a schus to come back. So he says it's based on the Gemara in the next daf. When Rebbe died, the Gemara tells us the unbelievable story that he was very sick, and the Tachtonim and the Elyonim were fighting. And the Elyonim and the Malachim were pulling and pulling, whatever that means. It was his time. And the Tachtonim and the Rabbanim were the whole world was davening and davening and davening and davening. It's like a tug of war, the Gemara describes. It's a tug of war. And he's running into the bathroom because he's sick, and he runs out of the bathroom and into the bathroom and out of the bathroom. And finally, says the maidservant of Rebbe, sees, it's just terrible, Rebbe's in such pain. The Elyonim should win. Didn't happen. She takes a glass, a shard, a klicheres, she throws it on the floor, she makes a sound, they stop dining for a second, and Rebbe dies. That's the story. Says the Ben Yehoyada. You know why Rebbe was Zocha? The entire world was davening for him. Every Tana was davening for Rebbe. You think those tefillos went for nothing? You think those tefillos accomplished nothing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show them. Or not show them. Or show his family. Or show us that we're reading the story in the Gemara. Every tefillah is accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. We might not always see the answer. So here, he let Rebbe come back. The tefillos were mekubal. Every tefillah is mekubal. Even though we don't always see the answer. Tefillos at this time of year, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, the Melech is Basadeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu was close to us, we have to realize the power. The power, again, l'shmoa el harina ve'el hatfila. The power of the ahava and the power of the yira. The power of the simcha and the power of the yira. And there's so much we need to daven for. Nationally, we need to believe Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Congress doesn't run the world. Presidents don't run the world. Prime ministers don't run the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And the most ishtablus that we could do, along with all the other ishtablus, is to daven. To daven for protection for Klal Yisrael. A little bit less watching the news, and a little more davening for Am Yisrael. Nationally and individually. There's so much we all daven for. We daven for our children. We daven for health. We daven for our families. We daven for parnasa. We so much daven for Shalom al Yisrael. Let's be in the right attitude. Lishmoa el harina ve'el hatfila. Scared, but confident. Yira and simcha. Hashem b'ed Hashem should listen. Lishmoa el harina ve'el hatfila.